Finola Vance, meteor astrologer, can look into the future, and does so every day to forecast the weather. But her powers of prognostication can also be applied to all situations and walks of life, and one place where it can be extraordinarily helpful is adventuring. So, on a special Foresight with Finola Vance, our heroes of Stone Tree Broadcasting call in with their concerns about the state of their adventure. Ready, Fins?
Sure am.
But, Arinther, aren't they basically finished? They've already been to all the places on your list.
Yes, but they never found the necromancer. Well, not the necromancer they were looking for. So it's not really over until Goribeld is for sure stopped from becoming a lich.
Oh, right. Who's first then?
First up is Sir Gwaithir Owen.
All right. Sir Gwaithir, what can I help you with?
I've been reflecting on the sorts of conduct we've been, well, conducting on this adventure. Haha. Things I thought nothing of at the time, but don't really fit the ethos of a noble knight and adventurer.
Like what?
Well, for example, in Highlands, I allowed my companions to benefit from the proceeds of crime. And I failed to stop another companion from injuring an unarmed opponent.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you weren't actually with Alias and Gilroy when they did their crimes.
Well, yes, that's true.
And Gilroy, in fact, got a criminal arrested and then donated their ill-gotten gains to the Temple of Stalmbor Porbox. Ill-gotten gains from a different criminal.
True, but in the Hypethral Palace, instead of a glorious charge, we snuck in like common thieves.
That's not dishonorable. That's strategy.
Tactics are allowed. It was clever.
Anyway, you did get to make a glorious charge. It was just a glorious charge out.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Why are you so concerned all of a sudden about things other members of the party did?
Because I'm the leader! Ha ha! I'm responsible for everyone in the group!
Are you? Oh, of course. Did you have a question?
Is there going to be any chance for glory on the rest of this adventure?
Yes. I think there probably will be.
And fame? Ha ha!
Well, I certainly think everyone will be talking about it.
Aha! Good! Thank you very much.
Sure thing. Arinther, who's next?
We've got a repeat caller. It's Alias. Actually, come to think of it, we only call her Alias because that's what I called her when she called into this show for the first time.
It had a nice ring to it, so I kept it.
All right, Alias. Tell me, what's troubling you?
I've never run with a crew for this long before. I don't know. I haven't been that much help. I don't know if I carried my weight on this adventure.
You don't think so? What about the Hypethral Palace stuff?
Which I bungled at the end, and everyone had to bail me out. I was supposed to help us avoid fighting.
Sure. But that was fighting to get out, which is a bit different from fighting to get in. At least there, anyways. And you did thief sneaky stuff and all the other stops, right?
I guess. But I think they could have just hacked through them without me.
I see. Look, you've been a lone wolf in the past, right?
Mostly. I never stuck with any crews for very long.
I don't think you get how being in a party is supposed to work. You're there as a part of a team. You help as much as you can and take care of things that are your specialty. Your adventure in the Hypethral Palace was a success, and you contributed to that. Every lock you pick is one they don't have to waste energy hacking through, and hacking through locks isn't quiet, which means more energy wasted fighting monsters that otherwise might not have known you were there.
I guess so. I'll have to think about it.
Don't worry. When the time comes, you'll find a way to help using your unique skill set, a plan that only you can pull off. That inspiration will strike like a bolt from the blue. I'm sure of it. Okay, who's next?
Theobor Bloodaxe, halfling barbarian.
Oh, what's up, Theobor?
Hey, Finola. You know me. I relied on my anger to carry me through adventures for basically my entire career.
Sure, I've met you before.
But some of the stuff we've seen, these necromancers, I'm not sure anger will be enough.
Because of the Spartok thing?
Well, Yeah, he swatted me aside like a...
Like a very small, easily swatted thing?
Yeah.
Sure, but that was Grigor Spartok, the most legendary lich on Verhalgard. He could probably swat just about anyone.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But just because someone can swat me doesn't mean I should let them get away with it, and rage wasn't enough to get me through it. What do I do when that happens? What else can I do against this other freaking necromancer?
When brute force or rage isn't enough, that's when you use your head.
My head?
Your head, yep.
My head. Thanks.
No problem.
Do you think he realized you were talking about thinking things through and not headbutting things?
Was I? Who's next?
Oh, Gilroy, Cleric of Stalmbor.
Oh, we don't get many clerics calling in. What's on your mind, Gilroy?
Good afternoon, Sir Vance. Yes, I also called about concerns I had after our encounter with Grigor Spartok.
Oh? I wouldn't have thought the beating he gave you would scare you that bad. Doesn't Stalmbor teach us not to fear death?
Indeed, he does. And I do not fear death. That's not the worst thing, I believe, that an opponent could do to me.
Go on.
Well, when we fought the Lich, I wasn't actually killed with the rest of the party. I was trapped in a cavity under the rubble.
Oh. Oh no.
Yes. So, while everyone else was, to borrow an expression, taking a dead nap while awaiting rescue, I was trapped, awake, and unable to move, or in fact actually breathe.
That's awful. I am so sorry that happened to you.
I appreciate that. I wonder, though, if I may seek your guidance about my immediate future.
Of course. Go ahead.
For the rest of this particular adventure, will I be required to enter any places that will, aggravate my new claustrophobia?
Ah. No. No, I think the rest of your adventure will be right out in the weather, as it were.
Oh, thanks, Stalmbor. And thank you for your reassurance, Sir Vance.
No problem, Gilroy. And I think that's all the time we have for today. It looks like there's a storm coming, so maybe pick an indoor activity and hunker down for the rest of the day. I will be attempting a new type of gelatin dessert. Well, new to me. I borrowed an old recipe book.
Corbuncle's gelatin desserts for the family?
Yep. Isselwyn lent it to me.
Isselwyn?
Arenthir?
Hold on.
Hello, Arenthir? Did we make a mistake and you need us to call in to record again?
That was live, Owain. And no. Where exactly are you guys right now?
We're camped in a pass. Some 2 days' travel south of the Hypethral Palace. Why?
That can probably get me close enough. Listen, give me 45 minutes and then start blowing that emergency whistle I gave you. I will be right there.
Okay, but what?
Arenthir, it's going to start raining soon. You aren't taking the flying carpet out, are you?
Unfortunately, I have to. I just figured out where Gorobeld is going to complete his ritual, and I need to get everyone there to stop him. I'll explain later. Love you, bye!
He'll be fine. Probably.